This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Stamp your feet. We're done the summer. You are here with Simon and Michael on Backseat S&M on Joy 94.9.
I love a song that's recorded for a petulant child.
As in, no child throwing a tantrum would ever sing like that.
You could take that to school. That could be a school anthem, that one.
I could, couldn't I? Mm. We could do like a dance to it.
Yeah.
It'd be like a...
Shopping centres. That's I see a lot of foot stamping.
Oh, all the time. Mm. Children annoy me. Mm. They really annoy me.
I'm not above stamping my foot for something that
have been like that, though. Mm. So there's no change.
Mm.
However, this coming up very shortly this weekend... this weekend. Yes.
There's something a bit exciting.
There is, yes.
So, after church on Sunday, it is trivia time. We don't have long, so we have only got, what, a few days?
Yeah, not
until
long.
Trivia? If you would like to sit on our table.
Which I think is a very good option.
It's very smart.
It's a very smart.
It is.
Very
yes.
smart.
Yes. Apart from the fact that...
you're not, but that's...
That we're one of the few... shows that haven't sold tables out.
We've only been for a couple of weeks.
I know. We're the rookies.
That's
and if
right.
you would like to support the underdog,
yeah,
and we're all a fan of that, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes, we are. Mm. Yes, we are. Mm.
If you would like to support the underdog, you can come and join us. And look, should we go through some of the reasons why you should be on our table?
Let's. Mm. What's one reason?
I think the biggest one is that you're a school teacher.
I'm a teacher. That's true.
And very, very knowledgeable. You have to be.
I am.
You're paid for your knowledge.
I did get quite a high enter score, can I say, as well. Just putting it out
really?
There. I did. I didn't need half of what I needed to get into the education degree.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that blew me away recently was how... A trip for us to go for ice cream turned into a wealth of knowledge.
It did, yes.
And across the road from where we sit right now is a hydrogen ice cream bar.
Yes,
now,
correct.
I'm a fan of anything ice cream,
mm-hmm.
so it could be made in any which way and I'd still be a fan of it.
Of course.
However, this one is, and I don't know whether our listeners have seen it, but there's a few of them around Melbourne now where you're using hydrogen in a KitchenAid mixer and all this smoke and steam
well,
and
it's
stuff.
It's not smoke.
Here we go. Listen,
this smoke.
Is
there's
this
no
is
fire
what I
there.
Got.
It's not smoke. It is simply condensed, or the steam. It's like it's steam because all the gas, because the nitrogen becomes, because it's liquid when it goes in, but it becomes a gas because it's so hot, because it's temperature. It's a
reaction.
It's not reaction, but it's just so cold and it gets so warm so quickly that it just makes everything cold. Before it gets hot.
Oh,
you know, it's a boiling point sort of deal.
But
you know?
I particularly liked your explanation on when we breathe, when it's cold.
Correct.
And how there's so much hydrogen in...
Well, there's a lot of hydrogen in the air. It's more hydrogen than what is oxygen in the air.
And who knew that? I reckon not a lot of our listeners would have known.
No, I did not. Mm. So I'm a little bit smart. I'm not going to say I'm like a genius. I'm not that.
Oh, don't play yourself down.
No, I will. I'm not that smart. But you know, we do need some help to be able to win this, because we're going to win this. We're going to win it.
Yeah, we're hell bent on it. All we need is five people. Someone that we do care about, because she's from New Zealand.
Yes.
So we've claimed her as our
therefore,
own.
She's Australian.
Yeah, of course she is.
Of course.
Yeah, how dare she claim herself as New Zealander?
Well, New Zealand is another state of Australia. It's
exactly.
as simple as that.
When we want it to
exactly
be.
Exactly right. Mm. Yeah.
So good old Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Lord's releasing a biography.
Okay.
Last time the other Lord did it, it was in Testaments, and it was a bestseller, and it was huge.
It is still one of the best sellers.
It is.
Which I think is wonderful.
It is. So, on the flip side, the new Lord has... she's decided that she's going to release a biography. Now...
Hang on. How old is she?
I think that she'd be... She wouldn't be...
She's like 18, 12 or something, maybe? Isn't she?
Well, judging by that black lipstick, you'd think she's 12, playing around with mum's lipstick. Surely she'd have the money for a stylist. And if she did, that stylist should be taken out in the main street and shot.
No, well, maybe she... Maybe
which is probably still law over there.
Which is, I think so. Mm. They are about, what, 50, 100 years behind? Lord, I wonder what would be in Lord's biography. Like, in all the options that you could have for someone to write one, it's Lord? I don't know.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, apparently she's writing about, she did have a few, well, not a feud, but she did have a bit of a slagging match with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she did.
And now they're best friends, BFFs.
Or whatever. Yeah. I'm BFFs with lots of people. It doesn't mean I like them. Now, we've had some messages about the trivia.
We have some very switched on listeners, and congratulations to everybody who sent a message in. You've all passed our trivia test. So nitrogen is actually what we've been using to make ice cream at the lovely ice cream place across the road from our studios.
Correct.
Now, a big thank you to Mark, Rolf and Angus who have messaged in to correct us. You've all passed our test.
Congratulations.
And you're all eligible to be on our team for trivia. So yes. We only want the smartest people on our trivia table, don't we?
Well, that's right. Exactly right.
And that was a good cull.
That's thank goodness for that, I say. Thank goodness.
But just to throw a spanner in the works.
Yeah.
If one of those three people would like to get back to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we did have Mark from Thornbury called up and said that that 79% of air is... nitrogen.
What is it, Simon? What was it? What was that? What was the actual gas? Because at the moment, nitrogen. You're just making it up, aren't you?
Nitrogen.
Very good.
So, so Mark from Thornbury was saying that it's 79% of air is made up from nitrogen and around 20% is oxygen.
Yes.
But that leaves 1%.
Correct.
So we would like, okay, Mark, if you're listening and you would like to be on our trivia table, if you can tell me what that 1% is, I'll pay for your ticket.
Or name a number. It could be more than one thing that's in that 1%. That's awesome.
It could be. Yeah, secondhand smoke.
That's right. It could be
amyl fumes.
It could be methane. You know, a lot of methane in the air.
It could be a lot of things.
It could be lots of things. So, tell us about it. Now, Simon, we had a message about this last 1% that you were a bit worried about.
We did. We had a message in from Harry, and thanks very much, Harry, for your message. And he said that he can answer the question. He said the 1% is a mix of trace gases like carbon dioxide, argon, which is the word we're looking for, methane, which is the one that you brought up, and, of course, Tony Abbott's policies. Couldn't agree with you more there, Harry.
Congratulations, bingo. Harry. You are correct. It is... other than up to the Tony Abbott bit, we can't... Obviously, I'm not going to say that's correct, but the bit before that... is correct. Yes. It is a whole lot of different stuff all put together. It's like trace. It's trace.
It is.
Tracy.
So, that's Harry, different. If you're interested in coming to our... To be on our trivia table this coming Sunday...
We have to rock it.
We do. Let us know. Send us a message in and we'll be in touch.
Exactly. It's easy as that. We like to make it easy here. Now,
just like you.
Hush. You are listening to Simon and Michael here on Joy 94.9, and that was Vanessa Amorosi with Hazardous for your Monday drive home.
And a big thank you to Tim, who has sent a message in. And Tim is right on the money.
Correct, he is.
So Tim has said, okay, so because you sound like you're struggling...
Goethe. Is pronounced Goethe.
It's pronounced Goethe. So I was looking at it. Now, for people who can't see the word that's in front of me, it's spelled G-O-E-T-H-E.
Correct. Yeah. Mm. Goethe.
Would you have pronounced that Goethe?
I would have looked a couple of times and think, I know that the T-H is not T-H, yes. Right?
Well, I packed myself when that word came up.
You should have pre-read these sorts of things. Because they have all, and they have those but little that, funny...
That'd be a smart thing to do, but, you know...
Yeah. Mm. They have those, and they have those...
the two O's above the...
And the...
They're fun.
Those the funny TZ B's sounding. And the B's that are the... Yeah, that's right.
The BZ things.
Yeah, all those things. So they... When I was over there last year...
Yes, tell us a bit about your trip to Germany.
Well, I had quite an eventful...
G-rated, please.
Eventful G-rated
That'll
trip to Germany.
That'll cut it down to about 30 seconds.
Yes. I actually went to two places. I went to Köln.
Yes.
Which is Cologne. And I went to Berlin. So I did a bit of both. Mm. So I did all my arty-farty stuff in Cologne, which I must say has quite a scene there if you're into leather and such.
You'd have been in your element, wouldn't you?
Oh, look, hey, mate, I was meeting lots of random people. But they have a big and there's big cathedrals and things. Yeah, it's very cultured there. And then I went to Berlin after that and wasn't very... I was a little bit cultured. I saw the wall and all those touristy things.
Yes, you did that in the first half of the day and the rest was a debaucherous week of fun, was it?
Not me, no, no.
I'm sure.
No, not at all. The first thing I didn't do was find where all the places to go was. And not at all. I would never do that. But I saw the Berlin Wall. And the thing is, the very bizarre thing, not the Berlin Wall because it's in pieces now, but the checkpoint Charlie, it's so ridiculously commercialized now that you just think, I don't know, like, you just don't know if there's fast food restaurants, souvenir stalls. It's just,
God, you just reek of a hipster.
No, but
it's so commercialized.
Oh, for goodness sakes. No, but it's such an important place that the last thing you'd want to have to sort of see is to be surrounded by, like, commercialism. Like, it's,
you want the history.
I want the history. I don't want to be bombarded with souvenir shops and fast food restaurants and all of these things to get my attention. I'd rather be there to be there.
Yes.
So yeah, that was a bit annoying, but you know, it's a tourist location. What can you do? Like, it's one of those places.
Traveling as a hipster has its downfalls.
Oh, it does.
You look at these tourist attractions in a very different light.
Oh, you do.
The things that are around it and how inconvenient they are for you.
Yes, that's right. It's, yeah. Or, you know, how annoying it is that it starts to rain just as you leave the hotel, and did you bring an umbrella? No, caution. And then if you want to buy an umbrella, they're like 50,000 euros to buy. You have an interesting little story there.
I did come across an article which I did find quite amusing. Now, I'm a baker by trade.
You are a baker by trade.
Pastry chef.
Yeah.
And I've been in the industry for 20 years this year.
Yeah.
But I've not heard anything like this.
Okay, what's happened?
So, a guy called Howard in the UK.
Howard.
Is taking a British bakery by the name of Greg's to court.
Okay.
Now, what's happening is Howard enjoys pastries.
As you do.
Okay, but not eating them.
What else would you do with a
Think the movie American Pie.
Really?
So he enjoys pasties.
Yeah.
But yeah, not necessarily eating them. So he is going to sue them for a very hot pasty.
I don't think
so. So they had no disclaimers saying that these were above a certain temperature.
Yeah.
So he's gone to slip it in and burnt himself quite badly.
Normally,
thankfully, there's no photos of the burns.
No. Well, he would cover by with a sock, though. There is a photo. If there was. Yeah. So it'd be okay.
There is a photo of the pasty. So
and that wouldn't
look,
be...
The pasties look quite nice. However, not that nice that I'd want to go and do that to them.
No, not a big fan of something like that.
Mm. They're attractive. They're not sexually attractive, these pasties.
Exactly right. Mm. That's the difference. There's the difference between being attracted to something and being sexually attracted to it.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know, okay, like a pasty is not going to get me going in that way.
Give it 2 weeks, though, and I reckon a pasty might be getting me going in that way because I did start the paleo diet this week.
Oh God.
As in today.
Oh,
right? God. So I do have my little canister of nuts and dried fruit beside me.
Delicious.
I can say it's about as much fun as removing one of my fingernails.
Really?
Well, it is.
Do you know what? We might have to have
a probably
chat.
Probably flavour to match.
Delicious. We'll have to chat about your adventure into crazy diets. You're listening to Simon and Michael in the backseat with you on Joy 94.9. Now, Simon, you were talking before about being old, which we know you are, but there was something particular that you saw on the television.
Yes. So it's funny how you see and hear words, and in this case, I saw this word on somebody's chest.
Yes.
And I thought, you know what? I've heard this word before. I've heard it in a Scissor Sister song in Let's Have a Kiki, and I thought, I wonder what that means. Now, you know you're old when you need to resort to things like Urban Dictionary Googling words to work out what they mean.
Okay.
So the word that I came across was on a necklace on Michelle Visage's chest.
Yes, okay.
And it was the word hunty.
Hunty.
Yes.
Like a H-U-N-T-Y.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hunty. That's a word.
Yeah.
That's a word.
Yeah. So something we can't say on air is what it actually means. So if you are interested, you can do what I did and Google it.
Oh.
But yeah.
Oh, I understand. I understand. Oh, that's a bit cheeky, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, as overjoyed as I was to find out exactly what it meant,
yeah,
it did make me feel really old.
Yeah.
And these things happen. I remember when we went out to a dance establishment recently, which is packed up and moved to the other side of town.
Yeah.
And they were playing all songs from the 90s. One of the DJs was playing this set. And we were singing along, and I said, no, don't. It's a trap. they want to exploit the people who are over 25, who know the words to all of these 90s classics. And we were getting into them. It actually was quite good.
It was.
Hearing Enya put into a DJ set, I think, was the highlight.
I think it was quite. I think it was
that
quite
was a
good,
feat.
Personally. It
yes,
was.
Yes,
it was.
I'll give it that.
It was. Something that I think should be making news, I feel, is that over the last couple of weeks, there has been quite a big push on social media for people, mostly men, posting pictures of themselves naked with a sock covering their penis.
Really?
Correct. Now, this is my thing, right? I'm all for some pictures of all the ones that I've seen are very good-looking buff men, right? Who obviously like to show off. But the issue is, all these pictures are supposed to be creating awareness for prostate cancer, right?
Right.
I actually don't know how taking those pictures would actually help.
Like, see, this is all tied into the no makeup selfie that was doing the rounds with the ladies, which originally started as a cancer awareness thing, but by the time it got to Australia, that seemed to have dropped off, and everyone just thought they were being brave, in inserted commas, for posting a photo of themselves with no makeup, and had forgotten the part where you're supposed to donate to the charity as well.
Yes.
It's kind of like Movember, because, you know, I think like 1% of the... I'm making that figure up completely. But I suspect that many of the people who grow mustaches for Movember, they don't donate any money.
No, just do it. They just do it.
They just do it because it's Movember. I'm raising awareness, dude. Yeah.
Like, that's how I reckon the guys sound who are taking the photos. Like, look how big my sock is.
Yeah.
I've
got a Santa stocking.
Oh, my God. They're so big. And they're just really trying hard to keep it on. Yeah, they've tied it on to make sure something doesn't fall off.
Pretty much.
We did have a photo of about six guys in a row, all very buff and all with very long socks. But there was one person there with an anklet sock, and you sort of think, why would you do that to yourself?
It's a good question. I think you're very brave in doing it, and I would like to see it. But if you have done this, whether it's the no makeup selfie or it's the cock in a sock, let us know, because I haven't personally done either of them. I don't wear makeup anyway, so that's fine. I'm not going to be showing my naked self for the world to see. But if you have, 0427JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au, let us know why. Like, you know, did you do it because you knew that there was some background to it? Or did you just do it because you just want to show off?
Because it's trending.
Pretty much. You know the other one, just very quickly, that I saw today in the paper? Hashtag after sex.
What?
Oh. People are posting photos of themselves lying in bed in the afterglow.
Why? Hang on. I could understand why you might do it, but why do you have who has the energy or desire to reach for their phone afterwards and take a photo?
But you know what? I bet they've all run off, reapplied their makeup, made themselves
look
beautiful, put a lovely filter on, and this is what I look like afterwards, when we all know no one looks like that afterwards.
Now, all we need now is for Brett to take a photo.
For next week, all three
are combined. I think that'd be wonderful for next week.
No makeup,
wearing
a sock.
Recently,
after
having
sex
had
photo.
Sex.
Okay. Yeah, looking forward to that.
And you get to take a photo.
Oh, we can
with
set her
as well.
On have social
a,
media.
Yeah, you can have a Marsha Hines selfie.
No makeup, Marsha selfie. How's that?
I don't think that's going to happen somehow.
No? You reckon Marsha won't... Oh, she'll probably wear makeup because she's...
Yeah, she'll probably pretty herself up because she knows that she's meeting people and there'll be photos taken and stuff.
Yeah, that's
true. I don't
know if
she'll bring a sock.
Maybe we'll leave one. We'll leave a special S&M sock.
Special Joy sock.
Yeah. Oh. And we'll put our heads on it. We'll sew our faces on it. Well, that'd be fun.
One for the left and one for the right. It'd be perfect.
And they can have sock fights. I think it'd be a wonderful idea.
That's your first merchandise. Backseat S&M socks.
I'll get the sewing machine out to get it started.
Oh, fantastic.
Because he has to be sewn, otherwise it just falls apart, you know.
Well, yeah, of course.
You can't wash it.
You can't have any of this iron-on crap.
No, if you wash it, it'll just come apart.
Yeah.
And you'd have to be washed really, really well, wouldn't
you
it?
You could bedazzle them too.
Oh, be cool.
Make them all nice and funky with puffy paint and all those the 80s fun stuff.
They could have like those little sock. Are they culottes? A little sock sock tutu things around the top?
That is a really great idea. Mm. I'll get onto that. We'll be back at the same time next week right here on Joy 94.9. Have a fantabulous week. Enjoy the back seat, and we'll be with you same time next week. Good evening, Melbourne. Good evening, world. This is Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.